Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey. Built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You listen to Tony and Corey this morning. Thanks for staying tuned.
Corey and I are a little bit more popular than we were a few days ago.
Right. We've grown our fan base on Facebook to 166 people. It's huge. I don't even know 166.
It's funny because we visit other Facebook pages who are celebrating, like, you know, 60,000 likes or, you know, these other things. We're like,
that's like 165 more people that listen to the show.
That's right. We're like, 165. Actually, I think it's 166.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, it's like Tony's mom and. Does your wife even listen?
Well,
probably
the guy
not.
That promotes
we registered a lot of fake accounts to like the page.
Totally. The guy that promotes our show, Larry Anderson, he liked our page the other day too. So
finally,
yeah. So, but that's not what I was referring to.
What?
But we should mention the Facebook page. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, go check it out at www.facebook.com/WWHomeShow, or go to the Par website, www.par.com. Click on our faces there. And then we've got a Facebook link. You can go check it out and like us, you know, because we
here's
want,
what I'm going to do.
We want 177 likes.
No, here's what I'm going to do right now. I've got a $50 gift card to Cabela's.
A $50 gift card to Cabela's for the fifth person to like our page?
No.
For the fourth person to like our page?
You're going to have to go to the Facebook page to find out how to win it.
Oh, you.
And I'll announce it on the show next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
$50.
Go to the Facebook page, find out how to win a $50 gift card to Cabela's, and we will announce the winner of a $50
Cabela's gift card
next week on the show. Okay, now the last thing I wanted to mention: Corey and I went to a concert the other night. We went to Alex Clare,
right,
at the Holiday Ballroom downtown Portland, and
the Wonder Ballroom.
Was it the Wonder Ballroom? What did I say? Holiday.
It's close.
Whatever. It might have been on Holiday Street. I'm not sure. We went to this concert, to the Alex Clare concert, and afterwards we're standing out front kind of chit-chatting with somebody Corey saw from his hometown, and the band comes out. They come right out. I mean, they've got a huge song out right now, and they just come out, and they're just chilling with everybody, you know, out on the front. That was so cool. That's what yeah. That's one of the things I dig about local
yep,
stuff.
Portland.
That was pretty cool. So we are at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair at the Clark County Fairgrounds, and we are in the New Tradition Homes booth. And in the New Tradition Homes booth, this weekend, they are giving away a Traeger grill. It doesn't cost anything. You just come in here, put your entry into the deal, and they're giving away a Traeger grill, which is amazing.
Something else, some guy just dropped a card on our desk here. If you come down here, they'll let you test drive the electric Nissan Leaf from Allen Webb Nissan.
Allen Webb Nissan.
I kind of want to drive it around.
Come test drive a Leaf. We have with us on the show, I mentioned that we're in the New Tradition Homes booth. New Tradition builds high-efficiency homes in Washington and Oregon. They're building some pilot homes in Portland, and we're talking about these high-efficiency homes that they're going to be building in Portland. And we have on the show with us Chris Helms, the president of New Tradition Homes, or El Presidente, as we like to refer to him. Let's talk some more about some of the things that New Tradition Homes brings to the table in this new Portland pilot home.
Sure.
We've been talking about insulation, 7.5-inch walls, exterior walls, R60 in the attic, R38 in the floor.
And R36 in the walls. So tell us about the windows.
The windows have a U-value of 25, which is really, really low. I mean, typically you might see in the 30s. On an average, and the way to really test a window is by putting your hand against or seeing, like the old days, you remember how the windows used to kind of fog up or you
right.
could feel some moisture coming through. Well, if you go walk into a home in one of our homes and put your hand against the window pane itself, and you can feel that just a normal conditioned area of feeling. There isn't any heat loss or very, very little heat loss or transfer coming through or going out. So
yeah,
it's really important, the windows, the way they're built.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think if you're sitting in your family room on a cold winter night and your windows are cold, and you're sitting next to them, you can feel that they're cold, imagine sitting next to a window that's not cold. The fact is, they're out there. You just have to get your home built by the right home builder that will offer that for you.
Yeah, and they're typically either double or triple pane windows, you know, and that's another reason why they're so effective and so efficient.
Yeah. And the brand of windows that you guys sell is...
We're using Insulate.
Oh, Insulate windows, yes. Mm-hmm. And those windows are built in Auburn.
Yeah, and they're actually Plygem. Yep. That's the brand name underneath Insulate.
That's right. Yeah, they've been building windows, really good quality windows for a long time, and they've got a great warranty. They stand behind their product. They do a really good job.
Yeah, it's amazing since we've switched these windows years ago. We just don't get warranty calls very, very, very seldom. People are so happy with them that it's kind of no concern.
Yeah, that's really comforting to know that you're buying a window from a company that stands behind it. It's even more comforting to know that they rarely have to because their windows just perform.
Right.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the rest of the home because we know that it's all insulated well. You've blown in insulation. There's no
nooks and crannies.
Nooks
it's
and
not
crannies.
Insulated. No
so,
place for the air to come through.
Let's talk about the air sealing because that's the next step. Because once you have all that insulated space, you've got to have it sealed up properly. Are there steps that NewTrad does? Or I don't know. NewTradition. Sorry. We always call it NewTrad.
There could be another. There probably isn't though. NewTradition Homes
does to their. Their exterior walls. I mean, how do you guys seal that house up nice and tight?
Well, when you start with the Tyvek around the outside of the home, and that's a brand name, but it actually seals up the home and it actually breathes. So the house still needs to breathe even though it is sealed. And what's really important in the Northwest, of course, is because of the amount of rain and moisture we get, is that you seal up tight around the windows because you don't want any water getting behind that blanket or that wrap. So sealing around the windows is very critical, and then sealing every penetration with either a rubber or plastic, or if there's just a small penetration, you could even use foam to fill that void. So the goal is not to have any open penetrations, whether it's electrical, whether it's plumbing, whether it's whatever it might be. You don't want any openings in that home whatsoever. So to seal those up is the key, and the way that the windows are wrapped around, there's a special way to do all that that our trades are taught on the job site.
So the quality of your workers is very, very high. That's a very important aspect of it because you can just tell them, yeah, we seal up our windows, but you have to take it a step further and you teach your contractors how to do it properly.
Right.
That's huge.
Well, you think about the old days, you know, it was, you know, at first when we started doing these energy concepts, these energy features, a lot of the subcontractors kind of groaned because they had to learn a whole new way of framing, of doing things all the way to the end of the home. So it's been challenging for them. But when you think back to using just some tar paper underneath the siding, no flashing in the joints, you know, caulking just everywhere in the house. And sometimes, and caulking is high maintenance over the years. You know, I mean, caulking is made much better than it used to be, but still, flashing obviously is much better than caulking because flashing doesn't need to be replaced over time. So anyway, the trades have had, and we've been really proud of the trades because they have stepped it up and have stuck with us. And even though it's more challenging for them, I think they've appreciated what we're doing too.
Yeah, that's that speaks a lot to a company that is a trend-setting company, which is how I would refer to NewTradition Homes as pioneers of high-efficient homes, energy-efficient homes. One thing that greatly describes a trendsetter is someone who goes out and teaches people things that they don't already know in order to provide a product that nobody's used to. I mean, literally, NewTradition Homes started to produce a product that was not already being produced, and they had to teach their people to do it so that they could produce it because there's nobody out there doing it. I mean, that's what this whole thing is all about.
And if you don't do it right, you might as well throw it all out the window.
That's right.
I mean, literally speaking, if you don't seal a window up and you seal a house out properly, it's not going to be airtight. And there's a lot of talk about, well, a house needs to breathe, and you're absolutely right. It does need to breathe. But not through the windows and the cracks in the walls.
That's exactly right. Just like the human body, right?
Right.
I choose to breathe through my mouth, right? Because that's where it's intended to get. That's where the fresh air is intended to come in. I wouldn't choose to have my fresh air come through any place else in my body. You see what I'm saying? It's the same way with your house. You want that fresh air to come in where you intend it to come in and not through all those other places.
Right.
Because it does not come in through there cleanly.
Yeah, you don't want a hole in your lung.
Yeah,
you don't.
Right, that's right.
So one of the things, that brings me to the next thing on the pilot program that you guys are doing in Portland is this heat recovery ventilator. It's an HRV. You said it's made in Germany.
Correct. Yeah, this is a system that your heat loss is so small and your recovery system is so good that that's the main thing you want to do is we actually measure the heat loss in these homes to see you can get by with as little heat loss as possible and keeping all the good air inside the home. And that's what this system actually does. It you try to have the least amount of air exchanges or changes per hour or per day. The fewer is better. And with this new system, you're down to, our goal is to get down to one exchange per day. On a typical code home, it's probably around 7 exchanges per day, and that just means you're having more heat loss.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the number, the more heat loss. So with this new system, we're trying to get down to one. And currently, just on our regular energy efficient homes, it's about 2.5, which is actually a lot better than the requirement of Energy Star right now is 4, just to kind of give you an idea where we're at.
Wow, that is amazing.
Killing it.
Okay, I got a little bit more for you. Chris, if you can hang on here, we're going to take one more quick break. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. We'll be right back.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. We are at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair at the Clark County Fairgrounds. And this place is jumping with people who want to improve their homes and landscape and make their places nicer. And it's there's a lot of stuff to see here. We are off of I-5 North, exit 9, and there's no cost to come in here. They charge you $6 to park. They give you a little golf cart ride up to the front door, and then you come in here, and it's free, and you can walk around. We're at the New Tradition Homes booth, and they're giving away a Traeger grill this weekend. Giving it away. You just come in here, put in your entry form, and at the end of the weekend they're going to give away a Traeger grill. That is something. That's a giveaway.
And if you come in here right now and say that Tony is funny looking,
yes,
I will just sit here for the rest of the show and fill cards out with your name on it.
Oh, which reminds me, Facebook, www.facebook.com/WWHomeshow, or go to par.com, click on Corey and I's faces, and click our Facebook link. If you go onto our Facebook page, there is a post on there that will tell you how you can enter to win a $50 gift card to Cabela's. So, and all you got to do to enter is, what, like the page?
You got to go to Facebook to find out.
You got to go to Facebook to find out. While you're there, like the page. And you can win a $50 gift card to Cabela's. We are at the New Tradition Homes booth, and we are talking to Chris Helms, president of New Tradition Homes, and we're talking about how they go about building their energy efficient homes. And we're talking about this Portland Pilot Homes. They build homes in Portland, in Oregon, and in Washington, and they've got these Portland Pilot Homes, the next generation of homes that they're building in Portland. And we're talking about some of the amazing things. The last thing we talked about was the air exchange in a house. We talked about, so this is like your home is full of air, and that air is at some temperature, and it has some percentage of oxygen in it, right? And then that air moves out and is filled up again, and then that air moves out and it's filled up again. And this happens on the average in most homes, according to Mark Liberté, who we talked to last week, about 8 times a day, okay? So here's what that means to you. That means that if it's cold outside or if it's hot outside, if you're heating or cooling your home, you will heat or cool your home enough to change the air in the house 8 times in a day. That is a lot of energy bills right there. That is a lot of money being spent to heat or cool your home.
And with the things that New Tradition Homes are doing,
yeah,
you're saying you've gotten that down to 2.5 times.
Correct.
2.5 times with a goal of 1.
So you've cut your energy bill into a quarter.
Right. A quarter of what you've done for the average person is paying. And here's what's really great about New Tradition Homes. We've mentioned several times that they pioneered high energy efficient homes. They're trendsetters. Here they are, right? Already offering a home that is 25%, in this particular case, we're talking about air changing, 25% more efficient than the average home. And they're not done. They have goals set to get it even lower. They want to have one air exchange. So this is an example of a company who is not happy with the status quo, not even satisfied with what they're doing already that's greater, but they continue to strive for more. If you're buying a New Tradition home, whether it's in Oregon or Washington, you're getting the very best possible product out there that's even being built. And that, just listening to you talk about the things that you do is pretty amazing and pretty exciting. So we were talking about the heat recovery ventilator. Did we get through that? You had some questions about that.
Well, I think a lot of people maybe don't know what a heat recovering ventilator does. And we've talked about it because I think that is probably the number one most important thing in any house, because your house has to breathe. We know that. It doesn't make air, and you don't want it to suck in air from the crawl space or the attic or the garage even. So you put in this HRV, and it's made by a company called Zender. Am I right?
That's correct.
And it's a German piece of machinery that you add onto the furnace, so it draws in fresh air, and it's got a heat exchanger on it, so you lose, what did you say the percentage was that you save?
It's actually pretty amazing. You just got to kind of picture that all the bad air, the stale air, is taken out of the home, and the fresh air is brought in to the home, and it's also, you're warming the air before it comes into the home, which is huge. So you get the proper temperature inside the home, and you're not wasting it by preheating inside the home. Mm-hmm. It's done before that. It maintains the quality of the air, and also, of course, the additional energy savings, too, on top of that.
Right.
So it's kind of a multitude of things that does. And I agree with you, that's very important. Even though we're still using some of the gas furnaces that are high efficiency furnaces, like the 95% gas furnaces, they're fairly effective because they're much better than what they were years ago. But this goes a step further than that, even to make it the home even more efficient. The other thing is a tankless hot water heater.
Yeah, now this heats the water. I mean, this is, you were talking about the HRV that conditions and heats the air before it brings it into the home. So a tankless hot water heater does kind of the same thing. It takes cold air cold water right from the source and heats it before it gets to your faucet. So talk about that. I love a tankless water heater. I want one in my house.
Well, it's kind of like having hot water on demand. You know, what is better than having hot water on demand and not just having a tank of water sitting there while you're at work or whatever you're doing, or anytime, just having water sitting there being heated and just sitting there all day long. You can imagine the cost, and it's just kind of a waste. I mean, why have it? And with the new Rinnai tankless hot water heaters, you do not run out of water ever. You just get heated as you need it. It's just the concept is just amazing.
It is bizarre to me. You know, you think about
it's bizarre
the way,
to me too.
You think about the way we've been building houses for the last 20 years. You know, we put the furnace in the garage. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that? They put the furnace, which sucks in all of the air around it, and pumps it into your house. How does that make any sense?
I don't know.
you think about that. Like, what do you have in your garage that you don't want in your house? There's a reason you keep it in the garage.
Yeah, everything in the garage I don't want in my house. That's why it's in the garage.
The gas cans, the oil, the chemicals, the fertilizer. So that's one of those things that is bizarre to me, why anybody would put the furnace in the garage. So that has changed. One of the other things is a hot water heater, which usually is in the garage as well. You've got this giant 100-gallon tank just sitting there full of hot water saying, maybe you need me, maybe you don't.
Sucking energy, yeah. Okay, Chris, we got to take another break. We appreciate having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of the show.
Okay.
We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.